string puller would be, you know, push the pull string would be, the only name black I think is, one that assists with politics. And so usually it's the backer.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like city boss or anything like that.
You know, we used to refer to those people as, you know, using the main street of downtown Panama City, I should refer to Harrison Avenue.
Harrison
people.
Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What about a man who is in a position, well, let's say he's a city employee, he's on the payroll somehow or another, but he doesn't actually have a real job. He doesn't do anything, but he draws a salary. Again, he might have got himself in that position as a result of having done some favors for somebody in power. Do you have a name for a person like that?
Yes, there is a name for a person. I can't think of what we might call a person like that. I can't think of that right now.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word payroller or Chinaman?
Yeah.
Somebody like that? Which one?
I've heard them use the word Chinaman.
Chinaman? Really? Yeah. You know of any?
I don't know. They usually just I've heard it, you know, not really knowing what they meant, but usually I think, refer to them around here more or less as fat cats, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. All right, talking about a few places around town where you might buy groceries. If you were going out shopping for groceries, what would you call the place where you went?
Well, I might call it the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything besides that? Maybe something else?
Grocery store. If we were shopping for just meat, you know, it may be a meat market.
Mm-hmm. Would a supermarket and a grocery store be the same thing?
I think so.
Okay. What about a neighborhood operation, something that's not as big as a supermarket? Would you call it anything different?
Sometimes you call it the corner neighborhood store.
Mm-hmm.
On the roof. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a place where you can buy specially prepared foods? Maybe like special sausages or cheeses or hors d'oeuvres, you know. Sometimes it might be part of a big supermarket or might be a store unto itself.
We refer to that as a delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever hear people shorten that word?
Yeah, deli.
Mm-hmm. Deli. Mm-hmm.
The habit of shortening most words, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Is that sort of place around here a separate store or part of a supermarket?
Usually around here it's part of a supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if you wanted to toast you a sandwich or something like that without having to use the entire oven, something that you might use to toast a sandwich on, some sort of electrical appliance that would be smaller, maybe more convenient to use than the oven.
Microwave oven.
Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Well, an electric toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
And when you say electric toaster, is that like a miniature oven or?
Yes, that's what I mean. Yes, it's something that you slide the entire sandwich in. Sometimes you can use it to bake some more.
Mm-hmm.
Items,
right.
Rather than just toaster that you put
mm-hmm.
bread into.
Right. What about the thing that's on legs? It's electrically operated and maybe has a top to it, a lid you can put over what you're cooking.
It's on legs.
Mm-hmm.